I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm continuing with my music program, the special Australia Day edition featuring Australian artists. And this first one is a recording made in Melbourne in the 1960s.
When you find that your mind keeps you out and always let your feet keep your disposition sweet. Can't you see what makes me the way I do? Or would you kindly cast a light on two good reasons why? It's my happy feet. I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes. And when we hear a tune, you can't control those dancing hues to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes. Because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet. Cause I've got to have happy feet.
Wilson was accompanied by the Helen Jowsey Quintet in that recording of Happy Feet, song written by Jack Gillen and Milton Ager.
Learn to prove if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just whisper, boo, and when you do, she'll whisper, boo, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. if you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, land a cruise. Melodies of love inspire romance. Just whisper, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. And when you do, she'll whisper, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. And nestle closer to you. Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
Learn to croon. Written for Bing Crosby to sing in the 1930s, early 1930s, and that recording was by Ross Higgins. And I'm going to play now a song composed by a Melbourne songwriter and sung by a Melbourne singer, but recorded in London.
Day. Let these walls of summer
Essie Ackland sang Bless This House, written in 1917 by the Melbourne songwriter May Bra. Couldn't offer you a program of Australian music without something from Gladys Moncrief. In that recording, Gladys Moncrief sang Love Will Find a Way from the operetta Maid of the Mountains.
Thank you. was an evening in May. You wore that pale pink organdy I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was the boy from over the way. Above, you let me keep your handkerchief, you kept my glove. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was a boy, and we were in love. At the high school cotillion, they were dance cards to fill. There I met the one girl in a million, and her name was Jill. Jill, you were a shy girl, but you were my girl. And the high school cotillion was my one first thrill. We were so young, I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was the boy from over the way. You were so young, the heavens were smiling above. You let me keep your handkerchief, my glove. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was a boy, and we were in love. The
Australian tenor Donald Smith made that recording of We Were So Young in 1975. The song was written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II for a 1930s motion picture titled Sweet Adeline. And it was preceded by Yvonne Kenny singing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra in 1993, Ivan Novello's We'll Gather Lilacs.
Glamorous and that'll stand by. Amorous, it's so too wonderful. I cannot find the words that say enough, but tell enough. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and you're just too very, very. Dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Too Marvellous for Words. The singer was Katie Noonan, recorded in 2004, but the song was written back in 1930s by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. Featuring Australian performers and artists reminds me that many of the music, that good music that we listened to many years ago, was by dance bands. And if we were in Sydney, we would perhaps, in the olden days, go to the Trocadero Ballroom in George Street. That was a preeminent ballroom in Australia. I have a recording now from Frank Coghlan's orchestra from the Trocadero Ballroom in Sydney.
Brothers and sisters, this is your reverend maestro here. Just beating out again this Thursday evening sermon for you. My take for this evening is the saints go marching in. Now here come the saxophones down the aisle. Now blow it, boy.
And his Trocadero Ballroom Orchestra made that recording of When the Saints Go Marching in 1946. That was 10 years after the Trocadero opened in 1936, and it closed in 1971. Some Australian music history there.
When you are in love, it's a love. Stars twinkle above, and you almost can touch them from here. Words fall into rhyme anytime that you holding me near. When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. It's the loveliest night, the loveliest night of the. By the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand, and my heart skips a beat like a child.
Finished, wasn't it? The singer was Michelle Nicole, Australian singer, but the song was a big hit, The Loveliest Night of the Year, for Mario Lanza. But I'm only playing Australian recordings today in my special Australia Day edition of Morning Music. The song was written by Paul Francis Webster and Irving Aronson.
Thank you.
Frank Johnson's jazz band played Just a Closer Walk. That was preceded by the band of Bob Barnard, Dancing in the Dark.
I like to sing, but it's better with a band. I like to play the piano, but it's better with a grand.
Tony LeMond sang It's Better With a Band in Melbourne in the 1970s.
Something
was an encore from the Macquarie Male Singers, directed by Roland Orgesack. Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. I honestly love you. Written by Peter Allen, distinguished Australian entertainer, songwriter, showman, and Jeff Barry, sung by Olivia Newton-John. I've introduced you in today's programs, or played for you, recordings by many distinguished Australian artists in recognition of today being Australia Day. I haven't played recordings by two of probably the most renowned Australian singers, Dame Nellie Melba and Joan Sutherland. So I'm going to put part of that right now with this recording, which features Joan Sutherland and tenor Pavarotti.
Quella bellezza in fiora, e là, appoggiata.
Luciano Pavarotti accompanied Joan Sutherland on that recording of the toasting or drinking song from Verdi's opera La Traviata. I hope you've enjoyed my selection of Australian music for today's program. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll be back, of course, with a regular edition of Monday Morning Music 1 week from today. And enjoy the rest of the day and have a happy and a very safe Australia Day and beyond.